When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's a joke. Camera John Rich, 94 WIP. We get ready for Mike Quick in about 5 minutes. I had a buddy text me about an hour ago when I referenced how the Sixers have only made one conference final since 85. And I referenced that the other teams had made like 19 or 20. So he said, all right, lay that out. All right, here, let me just lay it out for everyone listening. Here's how bad the Sixers have been compared to the other three organizations, who, by the way, haven't won a ton of titles, but have certainly had more sustained success over a bunch of years than the Sixers have. So here's the flow. Sixers get to the conference final 85. Other than that, only 0-1. Flyers. Now, I don't know who got there first in 85, so technically the Flyers in 85, maybe or maybe not. Probably got there within a week of each other. Conference finals, not league finals, conference finals. Flyers, 85, 87, 89, 95. I'm doing this off the top of my head. 97, 2000, 2008, 2010. Now, that's a lot for the Flyers, and they haven't done it for 14 years.
That's a lot more than I would have thought.
That's a lot. Well, that was pre-salary cap, yeah. And let's rock and roll and get there a lot, and they did. That's almost like once every 3 years back then. Like, back then, that's a lot. All right, Phillies. Again, this is the NLCS. Phillies since 85 would be 93, 08, 09, 10, 22, 23. So that's like six, something like that. Eagles, since 85, would be 01, 02, 03, 04, 08, 17, 22. That's another six. Sixers, 01.
Wait, Joe, I got more time. I have more time. You got more, right?
I mean, the soul, the union, the kicks. The charge. I mean, seriously, it's
01.
It's really horrible.
It's embarrassing.
And John, that's where when you add it all up, that's where when I got a star player telling me, you know, he's trolling whether he's going to play tonight. At some point, I mean, for the love of God,
that was too much for me to handle. Really, I guess the whole experience was too much for me to handle, but. Yeah, you can't be jokey, Joel, after that mess.
Now's not the time. And you know what the thing is, John? I've used this analogy before. I'll say it again. I think all of us can relate in life to when you show up late to something. And probably most people have been late to work at one time or the other. And being late to work is one of the worst feelings in the world, particularly if people are counting on you at a certain time. Like, if you're supposed to be somewhere at 9 and you can duck away at your desk for the first 15 minutes, doesn't matter. Not that big a deal. You feel a little bit like a dummy. But if you're late to the presentation, okay, you feel like an ass. And here's what I know about that, because I've been late to that kind of stuff. Not too often, but it's happened.
You've been late to a radio show.
I have been late to a radio show.
Exactly.
And here's the deal when that happens. You shut your mouth. You put your head down, you go to work.
100%.
Like, there's no jokes.
You do what you're told to do, and you just go to work.
Like, maybe during the lunch break, maybe you can slide in a comment to a buddy. But for the most part, head down the whole day.
Maybe even work during your lunch break, depending on how late you were, all that.
Maybe head down for most of the week.
until you reestablish trust amongst those around you.
You know what?
Joel's like joking about this.
You need to take this analogy even farther. Okay. Like what Joel did last night, it wasn't just showing up for work late, because that was part of it. He showed up for work late, many games late, and then proceeded
to goof off the entire day. Yeah, he was like just joking around, not doing any work.
Worker at work. Yeah. Like he was completely goofing off in the, you know,
in the break room.
Like he was throwing his dishes and food up against the wall, doing whatever,
making a mess.
A little much. It was not appropriate.
No, it's not.
Worker while he was working.
No. Can I say something in Joel Embiid's defense?
Okay. No.
I don't appreciate his post game comments, but. He was at shoot around yesterday and he was putting in work. He was not throwing dishes. He was not goofing off. He was, you know, legitimately putting work in. And then he came back out for extra work after everyone else had left the court. Now, like
Devin, did he appear to be a lot of times the star players
don't even go shoot around. Isn't necessarily mandatory. Like it's after their practice. It's when media is allowed, you know, onto the court, and some players talk to media. And Embiid and Paul George were both putting work.
Is he a guy who last night looked like he's been conditioned? I don't care that he came out for warm-ups because you guys were all there.
Not warm-ups,
right?
Shoot around. But we
so
media's there every
basketball.
Game day.
Look, I think
I'm just saying he's not like goofing off.
Yeah, well, John went a little far with whatever the analogy was.
The analogy was he wasn't doing work. He's not properly working. I went watching him play last night, watching him not score a basket until the second half.
Yeah,
that's not appropriate working.
No, it's not good. All right,
he's not doing it right.
Let's round out the Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin has the new 2025 Chevy Trax in stock now. Starts at only $21,495. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. John, the poll question, do you think Joel Embiid plays tonight? It's a back-to-back. It's the first one of the season that he's an active player and has the possibility of playing in. Do you think he plays? John, your personal gut feeling, and then how do you think people voted?
My personal gut feeling is no.
I agree with you. It won't shock me if he does, but I tend to agree with
you. I cannot get over the possibility that we're even discussing like this reasonably could happen. He might actually play after telling the world that he was not playing in any of these. This is the very first one. The very first one that he could actually play in after he said he would never do it. I mean, he might play in it. How does that make sense?
How do you think people vote it?
I think we're all so exasperated, we're going to be negative and just say no 85% of the time.
88 say he doesn't play. Yeah.
So good, John.
And they could use him. I mean, they're 2-8. And by the way, Cleveland's 12-0. All right, let's talk not about the Sixers for the next few minutes. Let's talk about the Birds with Mr. Mike Quick.
Mike Quick is sponsored by the Bet Parks online casino and sportsbook app. New users can score up to $1,000 casino bonus in their first 24 hours. BetParks.com. Must be 21 in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, or Michigan. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
He was quick six as a player. He's quick six in retirement. One of the Eagles' all-time greats and a great announcer as well, Mike Quick. Good morning, Michael.
Hey, good morning, everybody. How are you?
Oh, we're good.
All right.
Hey, Richie, yes. I'm always so impressed with how close you are to those polls. You're pretty impressive.
That was a lucky one today.
Yeah, well, I hear you do that many times when you're spot on. Yeah.
And he always says it's luck every time.
Yeah.
It is, very kind cool. of.
But, well, Mike, the you. Easy retort from my end is at least he's got one thing going for him in life. You know, I mean, come on.
I'll take it.
Yeah, a lot of love.
Exactly. All right, Mike, so let's start with this with the Eagles. And this isn't a joke. It's just a legitimate question. Are you of the mindset that you need to see the Eagles play a good game against a good team to know the Eagles are really good? Or are you already certain they are, even though the last five games were against horrible teams?
Yeah, see, I see these teams in the NFL a little differently than the way you see them. I understand the issues that Dallas has and the injuries and the lack of quarterback, but I still think that they've played some good teams and they've played really well. They've beaten most of the teams that they've played, and that says a lot for this team and what they do on a week-to-week basis, preparing themselves for the opponent. So I see the same thing happening tomorrow night. I understand the short week and how you have to condense everything. But this coaching staff has done a really good job of preparing these guys each and every week. And, you know, we are enjoying the results of that.
So this my gosh, tomorrow.
Short week for me as well.
That's right. Yes.
We have, we face off. We've got young DBs. We've got a young defense led by these young DBs. And we've got some, pretty established receivers that they have to cover. How do we stack up against a guy like Zach Ertz, who's been around forever, a guy with the speed of Terry McLaurin?
I think we stack up really well. You know, if you watch Quinyon Mitchell play, and I know you have, I think we all understand that he is a solid cornerback in this league already with just a few games under his belt. And you look at the entire secondary, I think that they are part of the strength of this defense, where that's been a thorn in the years past. The secondary, they've played really, really well. And they've got backups that can step in and play really, really well at any point that they need them to. I'm impressed with Isaiah Rogers, the way he's had to come in and play for Slay from time to time. And all of these guys, Cooper DeJean, I just love what they're doing on the back end, how smart they're playing, because they seem to always be in position. And as technicians, they are really, really good. You know, C.J. Gardner-Johnson, he's missed a couple of times, and the way he's played.
Is that like when you've got young guys playing well, it seems rare in this league. Is that more you got special young guys, or is that more you got special coaches that can make young guys good enough to play early?
Wow, that's a good one. I really believe that they have really smart coaches. This Christian Parker, the D-backs coach, I think he is a phenomenal young coach. Roy Anderson, the cornerbacks coach, all of these guys, Joe, the safeties coach, Casper, I think that is a really good collection of young, smart coaches. And I think that really
makes
helps.
A difference.
Yeah. These young guys that play the position, because they can relate so well to these young coaches are really smart. They understand the scheme. They understand the basic fundamentals, and they have these guys playing with really good fundamentals. And then you can allow your talent to just take over when your fundamentals are sound.
You know, speaking of talent, obviously Mike Quick with us right now. Mike, Cooper DeJean's got tons of talent. You see it on D, you see it on special teams. So do you think they ride this thing out with him on special teams the whole year? First off, you got Britton Covey at some point, I guess, will play.
Yeah.
Or not, you know, depending on if he doesn't get his job back. And if you're Fangio, do you go to Sirianni and say, listen, I know he's helping us on special teams, but we can't risk losing this guy. I know Deion Sanders played for Dallas and an awful lot of special teams, but it wasn't all the time. What do you do if you're the Eagles with a young player that talented who is a key defensive player but also a good special teamer on returns?
Yeah, I know Fangio is not a big fan of him returning punts, but if it's the best fit for the team, I think they'll continue to do it. But I kind of would like to see Covey doing it just because I know how valuable DeJean is going to end up being as that slot corner. And even if you have to bump him to the outside, he's a very skilled guy. He's a great athlete, like you said. And I would want to use him in certain times as a punt returner because I think he can be more explosive. But yeah, that's a tough one. And it's one of these riches that you just have to live with. That's an area where they're rich.
We are poor in terms of number of days to get ready for this game, Mike.
True.
We got three less days to get ready. How do you cram a week into 4 days preparation-wise?
Yeah, so what you cannot do is expect guys to, after a game like they played in Dallas, to come back and do a lot of running. So they're talking about all the walkthroughs, and really that's all you can do. Because, John, you know how hard it is to try and recover for 7 days, more or less having to do it in this short a period. So it requires a lot of rest time. It requires a lot of time where you're just walking through, where you're trying to get the mental picture so that you can go out and execute. But physically, you can't put too much on your body because you're going to ask your body to do so much on Thursday night in that game.
And Thursday
came off of a big one.
Yeah, usually Thursday for me, by this point of the season, I was just starting to feel like I was like walkable. Getting out of bed.
Well, it's why a lot of these Thursday games stink. I mean, if we're really real about it, when you watch them and you see two random teams, you're like, oh, this isn't good football. I mean, now look, we'll be totally into it tomorrow because it's our squad and it's a big game.
It pushes the limits of human resiliency.
Sure. Hey, Mike, Jahan Dotson, not much in September and portions of October, but do you feel like he's turned a corner, or are these more like one-off plays where he just gets the one or two a game and that's it? Like, what is he?
What, revenge game? John Dotson revenge game tomorrow?
Yes. No, I think, you know, he's a talented guy. But when you look at the passing game, take this and consider this. Over the past couple of weeks, they've run the ball twice as much as they've passed the ball.
Yeah.
So Jahan's not going to get that many opportunities because of Devontae and AJ. But I think he'll get two or three, maybe even four opportunities a game. But this is not a team that's throwing it around the park anymore.
No question. Mike, let's wrap on this. Zach Bond has been a tremendous player for this team. And it brings up, again, and it's only about the third or fourth time in about 15 years they've had this scenario. Quality inside linebacker, about to be a free agent. What do they do? We know most teams would sign the guy. Eagles haven't been wired that way through the years. What do you think they'll do with Zach Bond moving forward?
Lock him up. I think that, you know, this is not the way they've been wired, but they haven't been wired to extend the type of contract that they extended to your running back.
That's right.
So,
or the wide receiver. They stepped out of their comfort zone on wide receiver and running back. Wide receiver contract, running back, big contract, totally out of the norm.
I think they will try and do what's best for the franchise and looking at the way Zach Bond's playing. I think at some point they have to try and lock him up.
Yeah, it's really fascinating. It is. Yeah. Hey, Mike, have a great call. Big game tomorrow. You and Merrill, of course, in the booth, Eagles in Washington, and we'll be all ears. Thanks so much, Mike.
All right, guys.
Thanks, Mike.
Appreciate it, man. John, what do you think they're going to do with Bond?
Lock him up now.
I mean, my instinct is they don't. I think this thing gets at least a free agency. I mean, it.
Why?
Because
sure, maybe it becomes, hey, go see what people are offering and we will certainly give you what you deserve. Maybe that's the way they go about approaching it. Maybe he would appreciate that. Maybe that's the way guys like to do business these
and look,
days.
Maybe Vic Fangio
Eagles,
has a bigger voice.
Bigger say.
That's what I think.
Now, I will say, when Howie has done these, I feel like it's usually over the bye week. In years past, you know, and they had an early bye this year. Yeah. Wow. So I don't know if that...
Mini bye coming up.
Mini bye. To get this done.
Mini bye.
There it is.
I'll say this about next year as it relates to the economics. Biggest thing the Eagles got to do, and you can make a case it's not one, it's two, is edge rusher. I mean, if they lose Sweat and they lose Brandon Graham, and I think they've been their two best edge rushers. I mean, Vic Fangio can want a linebacker that's inside all he wants, but he knows... The main thing he's going to need is one or two new edge rushers.
Yeah, they've been getting away with it this year.
They have been. Yeah. And we'll see against real quarterbacks whether that continues because, you know, they are pretty light in the pass rush group.
You're saying you go and buy one? Because these are
not. Possibility.
In order to have one for next year, like one that you really depend upon, one that you know can get after a quarterback, one that steps in like Javon Kearse did.
Yeah.
That came in, and we knew that he would change blocking schemes.
Yeah.
Immediately.
Off-season trade, too, potentially, is an option.
For sure. Yeah. And look, the Eagles generally have had one of these guys for, I mean, like, you don't have to go as far back as Reggie. But, I mean, whether it was Trent Cole, whether it was Hugh.
The most expensive player there is. Aside from quarterback.
Yeah, no, it's a big one, and they're lacking right now. Let's get to Chris in Plymouth Meeting. Chris, good morning.
Wow, I'll tell you, nothing like being on hold for an hour and a half and then somebody taking your potential winner in When Harry Met Sally. I think that's a solid answer.
Chris.
But even when you do win, even, you know, I can't win, I'll tell you what. And even when I do win, like the Aerosmith tickets in April,
of course, the band retires.
That's no!
Yeah.
Well, keep grinding, Chris. Keep grinding, yeah, Chris, they'll come back.
Hey, Chris, you're having your own therapy session live on WIP
Chris
right
is
now.
Gone
I know what? Honestly, I'm trying here, and I do have a rebound for...
I will say, when Chris called up, he was like, I have the winner. It's Winery Mezzali. I'm winning today.
I'm plugging away. I really am trying. I'll just give you my Eagles point real quick, and then I do have a food scene in a movie.
Okay.
Okay, so Eagles point, just want to get your opinion on, obviously, Mulata's window has been opened up. He is a full participant in the walkthroughs during this short week. What would you do, thinking like long-term goal? Obviously, this is a huge divisional game, massive. But the fact that Fred Johnson has been playing very well, and he's been going up against Pro Bowl ends in Hendrickson and Parsons. Would you consider possibly resting Mulata, and then you get like kind of a mini bye week, and then he's totally good to go?
Chris, to me, it's a good question. I think it's a simple answer. If I'm Sirianni and Statlin, and the doctors tell me Mulata's ready to go, and Mulata tells me Mulata's ready to go, Mulata goes.
Chris, if they don't mess then around when it involves protecting your quarterback. This is if Jordan Mailata is capable of getting out there and doing a better job of protecting Jalen Hurts, then absolutely he needs to be on the field.
Yeah,
that's how you weigh this.
Totally. And look, Chris, we know it's always a little funky because he's not going to be 100%. I can't tell you what the appropriate number to play at is. Is it 89? Is it 82? Is it 94? I have no idea. I just know if they say he's good to play, go play.
Right, because, I mean, John knows from playing in the league and playing through a lot of injuries. Hamstrings are tricky, especially when you're a big, big man. And if you know,
especially
like,
when you're a big man
there,
like him, and they utilize his athleticism a lot. Ordinarily, their power schemes, they're going to use him to pull, and he moves an awful lot. They'll run screens and things. They'll run quarterback draws where he's getting out on the perimeter. You know, Dallas Goedert screen, get the ball in his hand, Saquon, get it to him on the edge, and let those big guys sort of lead the way up the numbers. That there's a lot of athleticism expected from Eagles offensive line.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
And so a hamstring injury really does have more of an effect here than it does in other places.
No, absolutely. And plus, he doesn't leave the field. And I don't know if you guys caught his interview in the locker room this week. When I was listening to it, he didn't seem like overly confident, like, yeah, you know, I feel great, like I'm 100%. It was he kind of left the door open a little bit to potentially missing this week.
Interesting. Yeah. It's possible that is the if he's close, if Fred gives you a because of the injury, close to as good a chance to protect your quarterback. Does the 10-day healing that Jordan Mailata would receive by sitting out outweigh the benefits of him playing this week?
And Chris, when we asked Sirianni an hour ago, you know, as expected, there was no real tell with his answer. You know, and it's a question we got to ask, but it's also a question we know he's pretty much not going to answer because, you know, he doesn't want to tip off the other team, and I respect that. Chris, give me an answer here. A scene in a movie or a show with food.
Okay, I'm going to go with my backup answer because we're getting into the holiday season. I think the Christmas Story with the Bumpus Hounds.
Well, okay, so appreciate the call, Chris. I can guarantee you there are answers that at least could compete with When Harry Met Sally.
I mean,
the first 20 minutes of Casablanca, I know there's a lot of drinks. I imagine there's food in there somewhere. They're in Rick's. It's like a 20-minute scene that set the whole movie up. It's one of the great scenes in movie history. So just throwing that
but
out
but not
there.
One that I would vote for.
Well, I know. You want to hear something weird? Because that's 19...
Casablanca, of course.
That's 1941.
How old 40, are you?
I think it was 42.
Seriously.
I think it came out in 42, but it was probably filmed in 41.
90 plus? Well, seniors only.
It's an amazing movie.
Casablanca's freaking amazing. I told you, I just rewatched it.
It's amazing.
No, John, I will stand for no Casablanca slander on this show.
Amen.
Casablanca is amazing.
Thank you. So here's a weird thing when you talk about that long ago and ripping
John,
off a year, ripping off a year like 41
out.
Or
have
42.
Have you seen it, Devin?
No.
Well, there you go. Don't speak from ignorance. Watch the movie and then comment.
Fighting words. He called you ignorant.
No, I said she's saying it's not good. She hasn't seen it. That's speaking of ignorance.
You kind of called her ignorant.
I say it to Elliot all the time. Like, watch the movie, then comment.
You know what's one of the big ways to frame things like this? Like, you sound like an idiot. And then someone says, well, that's not nice. You called her or him an idiot. No, I didn't call her or him an idiot.
They sound like one.
They sound like an idiot.
Yeah, sure.
Damn. So you guys are calling me ignorant and an idiot.
Well, no, not at all.
So you said you sound like an idiot.
Quick thing on numbers like Casablanca all the way back then in the 40s. So yesterday, John, I'm looking at Penn Charter sent out a one of those things you get quarterly as, well, I'm not a grad, but, you know, love Penn Charter. And so I saw that there are people at Penn Charter with their parents, they are parents and they have kids there. And it said graduating class 36.
Mm, yeah.
And I thought we are getting really close to getting back to numbers we reference. You know, 41, the war started in 39 or for
oh,
us
yeah.
in 41.
Oh, that's a really good point. Yeah.
You know, December 7th, 1941.
Around.
Like, we're getting back to 41
soon. The centurion.
Soon.
Yeah, well, yeah, 42.
It's so
yeah,
bad for sure.
That's weird.
We've navigated it was weird to a see. Century to where it's familiar to
Devin,
us.
Devin, when I saw it, because I think it says P and then, like, the whatever that symbol sign is, that and then 36 or something.
Yeah.
I was trying to figure out, like, wait a minute, is this... A person graduated in 1930s, and I'm like, oh, no, they're a parent.
Yeah, yeah, that's
well,
crazy.
We're in the new roaring 20s now, Joe.
Joe, that's very true. Joe, this can go in your nickname list.
Yep.
Joe DeCamera Centurion.
Well, we will start to hit some of those big, like 1920 or 2029. It'll be like 100 years since the stock market crash.
Yeah, sure.
You know, like
I'm well aware.
It's going to be wild.
Well, good morning to you. On a day with the Cleveland Cavaliers in town, probably ready to smoke the Sixers.
Why? What's the record, Joe? If the Sixers beat them, like if the Sixers are the team to hand the Cavs their first loss, I feel like that would be very appropriate.
But
somehow.
If it's Paul George and nobody else, you probably lose.
Yeah, probably.
And even if it's Paul George,
I don't expect the Sixers to win. I'm just saying.
No. Rhea, I'm sorry. What were we saying?
No, I was being facetious. Yeah. I'm like, what is the record?
Yeah, I know. So let me. I want to play this audio with Joel. One more time, and then I have a question as a follow-up to what, you know, and Joel said a lot last night that kind of irritated us, but this one to me really stood out the most. His use of the word troll when talking about whether he will or won't play tonight as it relates to what he did say a couple, you know, weeks back. Here's Joel after last night's game.
Did you expect to play tomorrow? Like,
I mean, I want to. That's up to those guys. I mean, I know I said I will never play back-to-backs, but I'm a troll, so I'm sure at some point I'll play.
All right. No,
that's so great.
Right.
Funny.
James, I want to ask a question. You've been here, James. What are you, 42, 43?
43.
You've been following this thing your whole life. You've been immersed in it for the last 15 or so years. So imagine, okay, let me frame it this way. We interview Sirianni on a weekly basis. And I think, and I say this not to pat ourselves on the back, but I think we ask the questions that need to be asked when they need to be asked. I mean, there's different types of interviews based on different circumstances. But like, for instance, when his kids were up on the podium, we asked him about it. And he gave a certain answer and we followed up because sometimes the best answer comes from the follow-up. Certainly, you know, the press conferences the Eagles deal with are pretty intense. You know, whether it's Sirianni through the years or Doug or Andy, I mean, the questions are firing. So tonight, what does Nick Nurse say if someone says to him, Nick, do you think it's appropriate that Joel Embiid yesterday said he's a troll and that influences when he discusses whether he will or won't play in back-to-backs? Is that appropriate, coach?
You're going to have to talk to Joel about that.
That's exactly what I would expect him
right?
to say.
You know, I don't know
like,
what
don't get,
exactly.
like Nick Nurse saying, yo, I didn't say it. He said
right.
it.
But Nurse, you get my point.
Oh, 100%.
I think we can see this on Nick Nurse's face at times
in these
press conferences. I think we can see the influence that Joel and this whole new, whatever you'd call it, approach is having on Nick Nurse. He feels a little frazzled by
the whole
thing.
He's just the latest coach to figure out that Joel runs the show. I mean, there's a long line. There's Brett Brown.
Yeah. Doc.
There's, you know, Doc. I mean, they all know it.
It's bad. All right. I want to play one more piece of audio and then right back to the phones. Landon Dickerson. So from the bad to the good. So the Eagles obviously walloped Dallas the other day. And this gave me a hearty feeling of Eagles pride, frankly, when I heard Landon Dickerson firing up the guys prior to the game. This is shortly before the game on Sunday. I am, frankly, a little surprised this audio got released by the NFL because it's got an intensity level to it that sometimes doesn't see the light of day, particularly with aggressive comments about another team, like very specific comments about another team. But I love it as an Eagles fan. You're going to love it. Here's Landon Dickerson talking to the guys right before the game.
We gonna punch them in the face today and show these motherfuckers what we talking about.
Yeah.
We here to whoop the out of them. Yeah. That scoreboard. Yeah. 60 minutes of making a motherfucker quit and making them say, damn, I gotta play them again. Yeah. Let's go. Yeah. Hey, let's go the Cowboys on three. 1, 2, 3. Cowboys.
I mean, John, we know you guys say this as players, but we don't usually hear that.
But
that's pretty intense.
It's hard for me to picture Landon Dickerson.
That's what
capacity.
I'm saying, right? It's seems so mild-mannered.
It's like the voice
but that's
that I
why
just
those
heard
mic'd
doesn't
up segments
match
are
him.
So great because it gives you kind of an insight into what these guys are really like on game day, and it's why they're so popular and like wildly entertaining. I didn't think Landon Dickerson had that in him, but I love it.
Well, look at Brian Dawkins.
If he was a lunatic.
If all you ever did was meet Brian Dawkins off the field, great guy. I don't want to say mild mannered because there was an intensity. Intensity to Doc, but he wasn't the animal that he was on the field. On the field, he was an animal.
Dude, I remember once early in my career, I had to record Doc doing a commercial. Like it was like, you know, you record it in the background or whatever. And afterwards, he did it or whatever. He's like, was that okay? And I'm like, yeah, it was great. He's like, you think that sounded good? He's like, you think this is going good? Like, and he was like, he like actually cared what I had to say. I was like,
that's cool.
Low level producer, but he was like really like normal. You know, he was not like
right.
a super
a human being.
Yeah, like exactly. What a crazy thought, right?
Well, the thing that always struck me of that era. So when those games ended, Andy would be out talking to the media within about 10 minutes. Donovan would get out there. Doc would not normally get out there till well past an hour after the game. Like, I think there was a transformation process for him to come out of it and to...
Well,
and
it was to get some of the outfits on.
He liked to look good.
The colors. I used to laugh at Derek Gunn would try to, you know, sometimes get them, you know, interview with the colors of that era of the suits were spectacular.
Look, there was a lot wrong with Carson, but one of the red flags was when he was dressing like a buffoon. I mean,
he did not have a good suit game.
No, he did not.
No. It was so bad.
Yeah, he needs to take notes from Devontae Smith.
Yeah,
Devontae Smith's got their
style. Malcolm was a sharp dresser.
Oh my God, he owns a company.
I mean, Malcolm and Carson would be teammates, and Carson looked like a bozo.
Yeah. Well, you know what used to bother me about Carson is when he
everything
besides everything, kind of like Embiid. No, when he would do his weekly interviews, like you know, a couple times a week from the complex.
Yep.
And never wear an Eagle shirt. I don't know why it irritated me, but everybody else does it. You know, they used to. I don't know if it's changed now. I mean, Sirianni's got different T-shirts on all the time.
All right, let's go to the phones. Times you are shortly. Jess in Doylestown right now. Good morning, Jess.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing great, Jess.
So I've been listening to you guys forever, and I've never called. But the other day, I was watching the Steelers game against Washington, and after hearing everybody kill Nick Sirianni for a week straight about his fourth down calls and all that, in the first quarter, Mike Tomlin, who everybody can't say enough great things about, goes for a fake punt, and it almost cost him the game. And I just, I'm scratching my head trying to figure out why everybody kills Nick Sirianni. They all do the same crap.
So he takes it a little further than most, but I get your point. Many have become much more aggressive than used to be the case in pro football. Look, Jess, you're in the wheelhouse of something I believe passionately, which is that Sirianni's a better coach than he gets credit for.
You need to apply this to your quarterback as well.
What's that?
Our quarterback, you nitpick the quarterback while other quarterbacks around the league perform at a lower level than he does.
Yeah.
Similarly, I think we are skeptical and critical of Nick Sirianni, and because we're so focused on him and we want so badly for him to do everything right and do everything well, there are other coaches around this league that are messing it up 10 times worse.
Yeah,
Doug Peterson right now is one of them.
Oh,
sure.
My God.
Jess, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I'm a sicko. Like, I'll listen to Jets radio just to hear the fans, you know.
That is a sicko.
So miserable. Oh, right. I'm a sicko. But, I mean, they're begging for a retread of Rex Ryan. I mean, this is like
what's
going on around the league. I mean, we're sitting here with a 41-19 coach, and everybody just wants to cry about him. I know he does crazy stuff on the sidelines sometimes and all that. He's like a really good coach.
All right, Jess, I need you to do me a favor. It's a personal request, okay? I want you to call our show often. You're a great caller. Whether you're right or wrong, this isn't an indication of whether. Because look,
no,
we'll see.
I'm right.
No,
Jess.
I love it. I love it, Jess. Yes. I think she's absolutely right.
Yeah,
Nick
call more, Jess.
Coach.
I think he's a good coach too. I wasn't.
I'm on the fence, but I enjoy Jess.
He's a good coach.
No, Rio, you know I'm right. You know.
Hey, Jess, give me an answer for the Flyers tickets. Best scene with food.
Oh, the great outdoors, the old 96er.
Oh, yeah, that's a good answer.
Jess, keep the calls coming. That was good. Let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us, what do you want to say? The time is yours.
Time's yours.
I'll tell you this. There's a lot I love about hosting this show. One of my favorite things is when we get a new caller who is a great caller.
And they hit a home run.
Yeah, no.
Oh, she was awesome.
Because I also remember the days when I started off in radio, I wouldn't get a call.
I know.
Like, not a call, unless it was my family members calling.
Joe, I did some Saturday mornings where I would, like, literally have 10 pages of notes because I was afraid I wouldn't get calls.
I mean, that's the way it goes for a lot of us in early radio. All right. Time's Yours is brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
I thought the Sixers were going to wait to ramp him up to make sure he's good to go physically and he's well-conditioned. He's out of breath in 2 minutes. I mean, what? Nothing has changed. Are you kidding me?
Yep.
Yeah, that's correct.
Major problem.
After all that time off, all that weight loss, supposedly coming into the season in the best shape he's ever been in, Joe DeCamera could have done better than that performance last night.
Even with the asthma, I would have lasted longer than 4.5 minutes.
I, for one, am glad that Joel was back. I'm glad that he's able to get his feet wet. Now, we know he's probably not going to play against Cleveland, but glad you're back. And also, I'm sensing some Rookie of the Year vibes from one Jared McCain.
We found it. The one excited Sixers fan.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's the one.
To his point, Sixers fans should be excited about Jared
McCain. They should.
Of course.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah, I like him.
He probably won't play enough to even get the chance for that because hopefully.
Well, I think he's proving that he deserves minutes. Not
in
a starting spot yet, but minutes.
I agree with that.
Hey, what do Dennis Rodman, Michael Jordan, Jackie Joyner-Kersee, Juwan Howard, Richard Jefferson, I could go on and on, have in common with Joe DeCamera? They have asthma, but they didn't quit.
Wow.
Well, I didn't say I quit because of the asthma. I quit because I had no heart.
Hey, guys. I really wanted to call on today and talk about the Sixers and Embiid and the Eagles. But I had to run upstairs to get my phone. I can't do this. I quit.
This has been a revelation of me walking out of the tryout.
It's got legs,
baby.
You
can't call it a revelation. Because that would mean, that would suggest that you actually have asthma.
No, I do have asthma, but
John,
it's a
lie.
I come in here and lay myself. No, I lay myself bare, but it took 8 years for me to be forthcoming about walking out.
Really? That seems very believable.
I mean, Devin, it was during.
You've told us about your bathroom issues.
Can we get Joe tested for asthma on the show?
You want me to bring the inhaler in tomorrow?
Yes, I do.
I think we should test you. And I don't know if that's doable or not.
I feel like it's probably a dangerous test.
We'll see what happens.
No, like there has to be a VO2 max test that can determine if you have asthma or not.
I think you're missing the bigger point of the story. It's not whether I have asthma or not. It's that I quit during a water break. And I didn't even come back and tell the coach, cross my name off the list.
You're
I just walked out.
No, I think asthma as the excuse is what the funniest part
is. I'm telling you right now, the excuse is no heart.
Lie detector test.
And with that, Time's Yours, we shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
I want the truth!
The truth is, the game had passed me by the age of...
You were... How old?
The game passed me by 15. At 15.
I was ready to watch Saved by the Bell reruns.
Absolutely, I was an early peaker.
All right, we need a winning answer for best scene with food. I think it's clearly one of two. It's either When Harry Met Sally in the Diner or the animal pie, the American Pie scene with the pie.
Animal Pie.
Yeah, well, an Animal House probably would be.
You do love that American Pie scene, don't you?
James.
Can I say a scene that I'm surprised no one mentioned? The Varsity Blues whipped cream scene.
Oh, yeah, sure.
There's a lot.
Vito Corleone with the orange, I thought would get said.
But totally. It was food.
It was.
There's a million things that could have been said. All right, Rhea. American Pie or When Harry Met Sally?
Now I want to say Animal Pie. Yeah. American Pie.
Seltzer?
I'm voting When Harry Met Sally just because it'd be hilarious because Chris was trying so hard and he didn't say it and then it won.
Devin?
When Harry Met Sally.
Yeah.
Sorry,
I think
Chris.
It's When Harry Met Sally.
That's it. Look, it's a great scene. Gary, congratulations.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.